This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Yeah, so I have on the show with me Andile Mteta. I'm sure you guys know her from Ivukubangene, 7 to 9
yes,
every morning, every morning. And she's also a student right here at MUT. She's doing HR and she's doing her first year. And we also have Mrs. Myeni, Nompumelelo Myeni, who is a transformational relationship and life coach. And more and more and more, she's also an author. Yeah,
you. Wow.
She's also an author, a motivational speaker, and a wife and a mom, right?
Yes.
Yes, a mom. Aww. Many, many, many titles. Beautiful boys. Just boys. Two boys.
Must be a crazy house.
The only queen in the house.
Wow, that's cute.
Princess Friedman.
That's only.
So, are you guys doing good?
I'm good, definitely. Yeah, it's been a, like I said, I almost forgot it was Women's Month today. Yeah. It's been a hectic day, but I'm good. I'm feeling quite young. I'm looking at this young, beautiful in front
of me. You know.
Yes. And you, Andile?
I'm really good.
You're really good?
Yeah. I feel very good. I can't wait for the conversation.
You excited?
I'm just so excited, you know, I can't wait to talk.
Yes,
because I like speaking.
I mean, guys, before we get into it, I think we can all agree, Uguti, as a young woman, Yabo, it's very important for you to have a relationship with your mom. Mm. I mean, I think it's one of the most important relationships, before God, of course, it's one of the most important relationships to have as a young woman. But yenze ukuthi esikhathini esiningi when you go through adolescence, yabo, from a teenager to an adult, I think that's where yabo, a relationship with our mothers has a potential to either progress or deteriorate, yabo, because it's during a period of time where we feel very misunderstood by our moms, and nabo ngokunjalo they feel like as I understand we don't get where they're coming from, yabo. But I think the relationship between a mother and daughter is such a special connection that has many dynamics, of course. Yabo, there is friendship, lapo, besides the parenting, there is a sisterhood, lapo, yabo, kuningi nje. Yabo, but that doesn't say, ukuthi, this special connection and bond doesn't come with challenges, yabo, because it does come with a lot of them. So I think many of us can say, Uguti, we do have a love-hate relationship with our moms. Yeah, but we don't want to admit it, of course. It could be dangerous for us to say that on air.
But obviously, you'll be home alone very soon.
Very soon. But yeah, we can all say, Uguti, we share the same sentiments when it comes to that. We don't love them too much, because you can't, especially with Mr. McFarlane, Uguti. No, But I think, Uguti, it would be really important during Obagui Women's Month that we speak about what are the conversations that are important for us to have with our moms. And the reason why I say what are the conversations that are important for us to have with our moms is because I want there to be intentionality involved in creating those conversations. Because mm-hmm. Omunyumun can say, how, what do you mean conversations? We always talking to our parents.
Yeah.
Like, but intentional conversations. Yeah, so that's why I have you guys, because Nfunaning sees Uguti Nina from your own personal experiences, and also Mrs. Myeni as a life coach from what you've seen Gwamanya Bandu. What would you say are the most important conversations that we need to have with our moms?
It's actually a very good discussion that we're having today, because I think as we grow, we focus a lot on romantic relationships.
We do.
And start neglecting the most other important relationships that are support relationships in our lives.
Yes.
Remember that your life is surrounded by a lot of supporting relationships.
Absolutely.
Your family is a supporting relationship. Your colleagues are supporting relationships. Your friends are supporting relationship. And then when you are a girl, your mother is one of your biggest supporting relationships. I don't want you to be sad, but I'll share this with you. In 2020, during COVID, I lost my mom. And it felt like a bone broke inside my body. And I don't know how to locate it and how to fix it.
Yeah.
So I felt like I was limping through life now, because immediately when that person is removed, you start to feel the gap and you start to feel their existence in your life. So what are the most important conversations for me then would be what I thought I should have talked to my mom about when she was alive.
Yeah,
and most of the time, that's what we do with relationships. We don't treasure them when they are in the physical existence form. Yeah. And then when they're gone, we wish we could just dig you up and wake you up from the grave now, because start now again. I want to, you know, start again, most definitely.
Yeah.
So the most important conversation I would say would start by, Mom, who are you?
That's true. I just got goosebumps from that.
Wow.
Because
That is true.
Because we've got to know. One of the things that we neglect is to know each other.
Yeah.
And we assume a lot about our parents. And because they're wearing the hat of parent, we think that's all they are. And that's who they are. Whereas the parent is
a role
that they picked up when you were born, but they were already a person. Answering you the question of, Mom, who are you? You start to listen to your mom tell you who they were in primary school.
Yeah.
What did they do? What did they like? What were their habits? And and you will find that as they speak about themselves, you start finding
you in them.
Yeah, in those little things.
That explains why I like this.
But, you know, on that point, that is very good. You know, that's very good to know your parent. You know, I know, but I've been in a situation and also have a person that I know who's very close with me also. Now, he has the very same situation. Her mom is actually, what can I say? It's like a little bit distant. You see when you try to knock, but it's like the doors keep moving away. You see how that happens? Mm-hmm. So you would try and ask your mom, who are you? Please, tell me, let me in, you know, in who you were in primary, in high school. What happened? What is that one mistake that you wish you could never even do again?
Mm-hmm.
You see those certain things, you try to make small talks. It's hard.
Yeah.
Other parents, they've been through a lot. Sometimes I try to tell them, you know, maybe your mom has been through a lot to a point where now it's hard for her to even, like, you know, say what happened back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's even the same thing with my mom too. You know, she doesn't want to say what happened. I believe it's because there might have been a mistake that she did, so she don't want me to repeat them. But at the same time, how can I repeat something I don't even know? You know, what if I do it? And I don't even know what you've went through it, and you can help me not to go through it.
Most definitely, a lot of contributing factors to maybe tough relationships between parents and their children, or mothers and their daughters, is the past traumas that they've gone through.
Yeah.
The mothers want to protect their daughters from what they've been through.
Mm-hmm.
But it is important then for a daughter to, because you're the one that intention must always go with wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't have intention outside of wisdom, because you're going to operate in a space where you're going to want from a person that is unable to give.
Yeah.
So if you are operating your intention with wisdom, you will know how and when your mother, you start to see a smile on your mother's face. And when can you press the button on terms of, so when did you meet my dad? You know, how did you know you loved my dad, you know, and all of that. And that just doesn't assist with children or daughters with their moms and dads at home. It also helps with the identity issues that rise when my mom is a single mother and I don't know my father and I don't know my father's family. I've got to. There are things that we get told as children, but as you get wise, you need to start understanding the actual facts of the matter.
Besides what you were feeling.
So use your wisdom, use your intention with wisdom.
That's good.
How do I talk? What makes my mother smile? Don't want information when you have, like, for instance, I'm making an example, when you are pregnant, you know? And then you say, but I don't even know what's happened to you in your life. You got me, if I calculate with your birthday, you got me when you were 18 and all of that. It's a bad situation to now starting to pull out information. Use friendly, like I'm saying, use your intention aligned with your wisdom.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think just to add on that, you know, your parents, man, you assume, as you said, you just assume because my mom's a wife, because my mom's a mom, she's a sister, that's who she is. But I would like to know, who is she apart from that? We just assume that's who she is. I don't even know if maybe, even though life didn't go the way you wanted, I don't know what dreams you had, what aspirations you had. So if you don't have those conversations, then you never really get to know your parents. And I think it helps a lot with even who you are, because when I've had conversations like that with my mom, I've actually realized that, okay, that's why my mom liked nice things. Oh, okay, that's why that are nice. Because you were like that, Diabo. And then she tells me about her, my grandmother, and I'm like, okay, so that's why no gogo's like this. So it really does help. And I think also we need to understand that because it is a relationship, because as ingane, we assume that you're the only one, that's you're the center of attention, because this is my parent. They must only care about what's happening in my life. But now, as ingane, what's happening? Even ukuthi, is your mom okay? They go through a lot.
That's true. My son, my firstborn son is 13. If I come home and I go straight to my room and I lie down on my bed, the first thing he usually comes running to say, to check, what's wrong? Okay. Are you sick? Are you okay? Do you want tea, mom? Should I make you something? Because somehow my behavior has caught her attention. So what you are saying is very important, that as a daughter, don't always put yourself as a center of attention, because then you will start to see that you will start to notice when your parents need you. And then when a parent needs you, you'll then be able to offer, you know, yourself comfort. You'll then be able to be part of the conversation. And that's what building a relationship takes. It takes being present, being intentional, being observant, and talking, you know, allowing yourself in the space to talk.
And also I think parents always like to, especially moms, they like to always, because they are the pillar of the family, so they tend to always want to be strong all the time. And that's why sometimes they refrain from telling you what is really happening and how they really feel. But I feel like if you normalize being there for your mom, even if the first few times, you know, she'll shut you away, but eventually they open up because they start to feel safe in your embrace, because you constantly are ready to embrace them. So they start to feel, no, let me open up, yabo. Even if I might not tell her everything, because of when you use umtusa, but and that does also help to really build the relationship you have with your mom. And from there, going forward, also, no cooler, I go and go cooler, certain things, understand. But it really does help to build a relationship, because I think it's the best feeling in the world to know, not only you can talk to your mom about thinking, but your mom can talk to you as well.
Yes. And that's the kind of relationship I had with my mother. We literally called each other mgani. You could share literally just about anything. But it didn't start that way. One of the things I've got to understand about the mother-daughter relationship is that it has stages. When the daughter is born, the mother is the one that's pouring out. There's the one that's giving. It's giving love, giving comfort, giving safety, security. All of that is coming from the mother that is giving, that is assuring, that is the one building the relationship. It's only the responsibility is theirs. The child is just receiving and embracing everything that they are being given. Now, if that stage is not happening in the way that it is supposed to, you find that the child desires it, but it's not coming through. you know, from your mother, there you'll find that then you'll see a distance that is now starting to happen, because the daughter is going to keep desiring the love and then start searching for it elsewhere. Yeah. As you grow older, you'll find that that child becomes susceptible to abuse, because if a person is giving them love, they are then allowed to behave any kind of way, because what they desire the most in their lives is actually love. But then as we grow older, then we reach puberty and we don't want our mothers next to us.
We don't want.
I don't want to talk to you. Get out of my room, and kind of a situation.
Yeah.
But then as soon as I always say that, I always tell the mothers to say, no, give her time. Give her an opportunity to get that first heartbreak, and she will come running to mom.
Yeah.
Running home, because that is now the safety place, because she has seen that where she's exploring off to, it has its dangers when you are alone. Then the daughter now needs to come back and start working on this relationship together. It's no longer just a pouring, but it's now an equal work of this relationship between the mother and the daughter together. Let's not always want to take from our mothers. Let's give as well. And also, you must be able to see when your mother now is becoming the taker all the time,
because
from you, because that also happens.
That does. It does. Yeah, that does happen a lot. And it also happens with Wesini's Kati. Mothers, you know, Koni Ingani, that actually have grown up before Iskat, that had to be the responsible ones all the time, because, you know, their mom was not always present. Either they had a drinking problem, or they just were never really hands-on and responsible. So leyo ngane ikhula before Iskat, so ukuthi ikhule yabo. And then now, mhlambe after some time, like, the parent realizes that, okay, I was wrong for what I did. But see, ingane manje, she's no longer comfortable. This is just weird for her, because you were not really my mom then, but now you want to be my mom. And now I'm just too independent, and it's hard for me to make space or room for you. So how does someone like that deal with Intekanjal? Do you want to maybe share? Because I feel like Andile has an experience, because she's been nodding her head. It really does happen.
No, I've heard that, actually. I've heard a girl coming to me this past weekend. Yeah, she came to me to tell me the same story that you're just saying. Ogoti, you know, she had to, like, grow up. You know, her mom, which is a very sad story, her mom left them in the field. Like, there were three, it's like three sisters. So she had to grow up and take care of her little sisters. Sadly, Uguti babehlala ngaphandle, so they became like street kids for like 3 years, you know, until they found their way back home somehow. And yeah, so her and her mom, abasazwani manje, yabo, it's a bad situation. She told me, Uguti, I'm living, literally living with a stranger in my house. And angazi ukuthi ngenza njani. Like, this is the person that I'm supposed to be getting love from, you know, but it's just hard to even say hello. That's how hard it is.
Yeah, and I think situations like that, when we're talking about relationship as a whole, you need to identify a relationship that you do not need to have.
Yeah.
It happens even with parents. It happens even with family.
Wow.
Where you find that relationship literally failed. And for you to no longer get harmed from that, and for the mother to also no longer get harmed from it, it's very important that you are able to accept who the person is. So that you don't harm yourself trying to make a person something they are not. You might want to live with your mother, Gandhi, yena ofuna uphile nosisi wakho endlini. So understand that person is being that, and if you can't help it, allow time to help it. Because you might want to help it, but it's not time for it to be helped at that time. So your friend or your that who told you about that, if they're listening today, I want to just say to them that they must just not try to have anything else come out of their mother now, but allow time to be the healer.
Yeah.
Allow time to be the builder so that they don't harm each other further.
Yeah.
Words might be spoken that will harm the relationship further.
Yeah.
Because I'm not getting what I want from you. So I'm going to start saying, I'm going to start talking and hitting, you know, where I think it should hurt. I'm going to want to remind you of the pain that you caused me. I'm going to want to remind you how much I despise you.
Yes.
So rather let me accept who you are as a person and allocate you a particular space in that true sense of who you are in my life. You know, if you're a good babysitter, awesome. I have a mom who loves my kids and, you know, then they're good babysitter.
Yeah.
But let me stop wanting to draw some kind of love or some kind of relationship. And you'll find that as that relationship develops, it becomes the best in its true form.
Wow. Mm. So what do you do then in that midst of being like, okay, my head right now, I'm at the head at the time where, okay, I want a relationship with my mom, but I can't even get a word from her or anything. Literally, we're just passing each other in the house, askulumi. I'm trying, even if we're sitting down, we can't even make a simple conversation. You know, like literally simple. What do you do in the midst of that? Okay, so you're accepting, okay, that's who she is. That's what is supposed to happen. So what next? What do I do next? How do I, you see, this void of having to be like, I still need that mother's love.
You need to stop overthinking it.
Okay.
Because truth case might be that you are constantly overthinking it. So you've got your ego entangled into it.
That's
so you are constantly thinking she should be being my mother.
Yeah.
She should be being loving me. She should be, you know, she, that's what she should
that's
be.
Very true.
Constantly in that space that you are always buzzing with that.
Mm.
Hence your body language is negative towards building this relationship.
That's true.
So there can be, it's not easy to get with you because you're constantly in the thought that you should not be like this.
Defensive mode.
So deal with you and how you are constantly thinking about it. Mm. Deal with your pride in how you think it should be and understand how it is, then how you think it should be.
Mm. Yeah, that's really good. That is very good. It is.
What about the conversation of career goals and love goals? Because I know there are some moms who still look at marriage as the end goal for their daughter's life. And it makes it difficult for us as daughters to then be honest about marriage not really being the end goal for our lives, you know. And some people go through a lot of conflicts because of that, because some moms still see marriage as the end goal of a daughter's life, yabo. And Yuna and Dungmele Baibeg at the top of their goals, even if they have other aspirations and things like that. Because we do know, as much as society has accepted working women, but like an ambitious woman who's really determined with real goals is still to some extent criticized, or the very least not really taken that seriously. So how do we then deal with this? How do we then present these conversations to our mothers? Which, no, mom, I know you always talk about marriage, but independence and they travel the world and then
I think those are very light conversations.
But they can cause conflict.
I mean, we all know. Yeah, that's true. They can cause conflict, especially when the mother already has the brother somewhere waiting.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So I think that conversation, you can simply either you have the conversation or you actually express yourself by your commitment to the things that you are committed to.
Mm.
It's difficult for a mother obonayo ukuthi kwase skoleni you are not paying attention.
Yeah.
Makuthiwa hamba usebenza awufuna umsebenzi and all of that stuff uhlalele ekhaya nje wena une remote. So that mother is actually thinking that perhaps for you to have a better future, you might as well get married.
Yeah.
But I want to believe that a mother who sees their daughter's progression and their daughter's commitment to what is it that they want to become. No mother would want to disturb a child's adversity to go and get married somewhere, you know, and stuff like that, unless the daughter wants to get married. Because right now, even in the customary religious churches, you're not really forced. You can be chosen to be a bride, but you're not really forced to get married. But if you want to talk to that about your mother, you might as well present to your mother your life vision.
That is true.
Present to your mother a stable life vision that you are committed to, that you are not lying about, that is not a figment of some imagination, but you are not putting any efforts towards it. So, Mom, I'm not thinking about marriage in my life because I actually want to be a magazine editor in New York. So I can't really marry anyone here right now. As you can see, I'm studying, I'm that. Present a life vision. And also, let's try to not be always listening with a sensitive ear to our parents. Mm-hmm. If your mother is making a joke about Tuguti, Joey Washakanje is each and I'll be going to Janimendu. Don't over sensitive about that. You're being a tough person in that relationship. You're being a hard person in that relationship. So rather just know when your mom is joking with you or trying to build a certain character. Kutala, even if it's for you, when you can translate what she's saying to the fact that Kutala for yourself. Don't always be listening to defend, to fight, to stand up. I know we are in this dispensation of fighting for our rights and whatever that may be, but always know when you are being a hard and a difficult person to live with, so that you don't always be fighting, you know, about things that were even meant to be a joke. Now abantu mabe nawe fanele bayichaze all the time. Don't be a hard person. Mom and daughter relationships as well can be affected by one of them being hard. True. I had a baby at home. Let's say you have a baby at home before you get married. And now you are hard. And you are hard because of your mistake, you know. Mm-hmm. Embrace your mistake. And know that your parents were never really meant with bakshayile izandla for what you have done. They were meant to actually tell you how much you've hurt them, how much you've disturbed whatever vision they had for you. Mm-hmm. And as you embrace that, you will find that you can actually rebuild your relationship and be able to reactivate your life vision. So you are not a hard and a difficult person to live with. Because you are hard. At home, when that thing takes a whole week.
We're talking.
Yeah, my mom is the same. Like, I think that's when you see Wuti. Yeah, but your mom really just wants what's best for you. Because even like Metete, my mom will shout at me, but in the like a couple of minutes, so we and young bees, I figure I was a lot. Bese, so we and uncle something, or so we and we are Kulumanje. Oh, did you? We went to Tile, we Lile, a boy, uncle. That's when you see what to know. Abbas is Zondi. I think when we're still teenagers,
we have another mindset.
Because of this. You just feel like.
That's true.
But when you go up, you get to realize, actually, umhlaba is bad.
Yeah.
it's very, very ugly. Yeah. So your parents are just trying to protect you, mm-hmm. even though they can't really fully protect you.
Yeah.
But it's just love.
Yes, it is just love at the end of the day. And then it is just the lessons that they have learned. They're trying to pass on that knowledge to you. And also it is trying to protect you from whatever traumas or whatever experiences that they've had to make sure that you don't go through that. And I think one of the things that we do as daughters, we want to say, I'm living my own life and all of that. Yes. But the truth of the matter is, but it just means ukuthi they will be able to tell you the stories of the journey.
Yes.
And then you can pick what you want to learn or what you want to pack into your own bag as you head on to the same journey.
Absolutely.
So we're not claiming wisdom, but we're claiming that we've got experience in as far as the journey is concerned. So take the lessons that we've learned and then be able to pick what works for you and apply that to make a success out of your life. Nobody wants you to not succeed. Even if a parent at Dini, where they can utter the words, and all of that stuff, it's the anger perhaps that they are in, not saying they are correct in saying that. It's not right. No one should ever say ngani yakhe ngibe lutho, because remember ngemlomo yethu siyadala. So we need to be careful into the things
what
that we utter about our children or about our parents as well. But it is very, very important that if your mother wants to protect you, understand, perhaps the least you could do is try to understand where that protection is coming from.
Yes, and then I think we can grow from there in the relationship that we have with our daughters and moms.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.